Hi, Blue Wire listeners. I'm Greg Olson. I'm excited to partner with Blue Wire to bring you TE1, a podcast where I interview the tight ends who have revolutionized the position. Listen in as I have raw, in-depth conversations with the all-time greats like Shannon Sharp, Tony Gonzalez, Travis Kelce, and George Kittle. We'll explore how the tight end position has changed over the last 60 years and what it takes to be the very best. Subscribe to TE1 from Blue Wire Studios today so you're ready for the August premiere.
Hey, this is Rich from Rich's Barbecue, you know, keeping the shit live, okay? You're listening to the Airbuds Podcast.
Finesse. Hello and welcome to the Airbuds Podcast, a podcast about basketball again. My name's Jamel.
I'm Peter.
My name is Mike. Hello, guys. Happy basketball.
What's up? Happy basketball. Oh, boys.
You got hats? Yo, everybody got hats? You guys all fishing now? You're cracking beers? What a day.
Bro, you know, basketball's back. I'm with my bros. Gotta crack a cold one.
Yeah, dude, I'm so happy right now. And yeah, basketball was so good today. I think they should have more cops. Let's do double the cops.
Yeah, they let us have a good basketball, so they deserve a couple more cops as a treat.
Every city should get two more cops. However much the Lakers win by, that's how many more cops your town gets.
I have to admit something to you guys. I'm not proud of it, but it's here.
You're a cop?
Honestly, close.
Oh, Lord.
I'm all in on the Lakers. I am full on Lakers
don't
fan
do that.
Now. I said to myself, the day I become a Lakers fan is the day that we're facing apocalyptic situations, and here we the fuck are. And if you don't think with my shitty fucking Cavs team never gonna play basketball again that I see LeBron motherfucking James out there with Dion Waiters and Daniel Green, that I'm not gonna have my heartstrings tugged. I'm all in.
I will.
Lakers fan.
I could tell by how you're
PD podcast right now. I am not fucking around.
I love this energy. Let's get business out of the way and delve in, okay? If you go to Apple Podcasts, give us a 5-star rating and leave a review. We will read whatever you write on the air. Like this one right here. Good podcast, 5 stars by Derek Jeter Fisher Jones Jr., which is a fantastic username.
That's pretty good.
I don't know why, but whenever I hear Mike talk, I imagine that he looks like Frank Kaminsky for some reason. Good show, guys. Thanks.
He does sound like
also it. Redistribute Bill Simmons' wealth now. I can't, on the top of my head, I can't think of what Frank Kaminsky looks like. I'm Googling
I can.
Him.
You guys have the same skin tone. I'll say that. And you both are like, I mean, he's a basketball player. And you're
doughhead niggas. Y'all both a couple doughhead niggas.
Yeah.
What do you mean doughhead?
He got a doughy skull.
I've got a doughy skull.
Your skull, your head look like dough.
Okay, well, I'm looking at him. His does not have a doughy head. He's got like a long, narrow head, like the shape of like a vibrator or something.
Like, I don't know if that's. I wouldn't describe him as a shape of a vibrator.
I don't know. It's like a fancy. It's not like a dildo. It doesn't look like a dick, but it, like, you know, it's like
he's got. Is the head has the shape of like a Gwyneth Paltrow jade egg?
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, my head is like I've got a big pumpkin head. I got a big round fat
sure.
head.
Sure,
that
sure.
is like also the size of a pumpkin. It's not just the shape; it is gigantic.
Pineapple. We got pineapple heads, me and you.
We do.
Yeah, if we put a little pineapple. If you put the fucking top shit on our shit, it would look just like that, dude.
Bro, I've been wearing hair clips in my hair with my hair up like this.
Yeah.
Kind of look like a pineapple.
Benner, I want to see you in a man bun. This isn't quarantine until you're rocking a man bun.
My fucking hair is getting long enough. Anyways, yeah, so go to Apple Podcasts. Leave us a 5-star review. Call me Frank Kaminsky. I don't know if that was an insult or what. Do I sound like him? Do I sound like I would look like him?
I gotta say no. Frank Kaminsky looks like he would sound dumber than you.
You know, I will give you that. I think it might just be that I have glasses, but yes.
Yeah.
Also, go to patreon.com/airbudspod. Support the buds for as little as $5. You get bonus episodes every week. You get videos. I made us a commitment.
Yeah, now Jamel has to take pictures of his feet.
Yo,
yeah.
Quit volunteering my feet, man.
I was going to say, I thought we were going to like make videos or something if we got to 100 patrons, but feet work. We can do videos of feet.
No. Let's go back to the other videos.
And then you also get Slack, access to our Slack, which has been a really wonderful basketball forward, but otherwise supportive and loving community. There's a lot of gearheads on there just posting wild fucking shirts and jerseys. Patreon.com/airbudspod. You'll also need to be a subscriber to hear the second half of this episode that we're releasing today. All right. Was there any other? Oh, guys, airbudspod.bigcartel.com. Go there. We put out a shirt. It's fucking tight. I'm wearing it right now.
You are repping faithfully. I'm waiting until I get back to the East Coast to don it.
Shout out to just everyone who's already purchased one of these. It is in the mail. If you've purchased it by the time before listening to this podcast, I have put it in the mail.
Yeah,
Peter, thank you. Thank you for running that shipping thing.
Oh, listen, I've been. This ain't no thing.
Yeah, I went over to Peter's place and picked up a bunch of shipments to put in the mail today. So it's on the way. The shirt's tight. It is an NBA bubble AAU style shirt. It's got front and back printing. It's fucking tight as hell. This is all Jamel's brainchild because he's been calling this an AAU tournament
since before LeBron.
Since like April when they first came up with the idea. And now, you know, people are catching on. So buy our AAU shirt, NBA National Championships. Boom. Done. Did I do all the business?
I believe so. I want to reiterate. I did say it was an AAU tournament before LeBron. And I also 2 years ago said LeBron was going west just to prove he could win in the West. And I believe I'm with you, Peter. Let's go.
Let's go. Come on.
Let's hold hands. Let's just hold hands and
America's watch team, the Los Angeles Lakers.
Peter, you're just so mentally fucked, dude. What are you even doing?
I mean, Dion Waiters, man, are you kidding me? When I saw him like score 18 points in a game where they got waxed by the Celtics in Miami in February, I was in love again. I had fallen back in love.
Remember when you actually thought everybody was going to die in this bubble? Now you love it with all your heart.
I was not expecting to fall in love again.
Honestly.
But here we are.
And people still might die in the bubble.
Yeah, people can still die in the bubble for sure. This is a long time. I mean, I do think they have a better situation than baseball.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, baseball being bad is helping so much right now.
All right, buds. We're going to take a break to tell you about Deal Dash. Have you ever heard of DealDash.com? It's the best, most honest bidding site where you can win things you'd never expect at prices you would never believe. They have over 1,000 auctions every day on electronics, appliances, beauty products, home decor, and even cars. Yes, just like the Disney movie, Cars. Here's how it works. It's like an auction, but every item starts at zero and only goes up 1 cent every time you bid. The kicker is that the auction clock restarts after just 10 seconds. That means every time you bid, everyone else has 10 seconds to answer or the item is yours. If you are into auctions and stuff being way underpriced when you buy it, you can go ahead and buy now because Deal Dash is offering you, our listeners, an extra 100 free bids upon sign up on top of their other discounts. Go to DealDash.com and use promo code BUDS. That's right. We've got our own fucking promo code, guys. BUDS BUDS or DealDash.fm/BUDS. That's DealDash.fm/BUDS. Buds, baby. DealDash.com. All right, Butterinos, today's episode is also brought to you by BetOnline. Sports are back, baby, and so are your chances to bet on your favorite teams and events. Major League Baseball finally kicking off last week, and there's no better place to start wagering on baseball than our exclusive partners, BetOnline. Check out all the odds, futures, and props. Bet on them all 24/7, 365. And with return of sports, BetOnline sat down with former pro players Eddie George, Harold Reynolds, and seven-time NBA champ Robert Horry. See what they had to say on what it'll be like playing without fans in a series they're calling Fandemic. God, that really, really made a turn there compared to my energy. Visit betonline.ag for all your odds and up-to-date sports news. Remember, use the promo code BLUEWIRE, all one word, to receive your new welcome bonus. Again, that's free money. Jamel's into it. I'm into it. We're trying to teach Mike what betting is. Still a problem. That's promo code, all one word, BLUEWIRE, BetOnline, your online wagering experts. Back to the show. Yeah, baseball just suspended a dude who called someone a bitch for 8 games longer than they did the entire baseball team that cheated for 2 years. Baseball sucks.
Yeah. My favorite thing, guys, sometimes you gotta laugh. You know, that's what I always say. That's what I tell you. How often do I say that to you guys? All the time, right? You gotta
you say
laugh
it at least once a day.
All the time.
About as much as you mention trying to look at my feet pornographically.
Yeah, so constantly. And it was so fucking funny to me that, like, the Miami Marlins had a COVID outbreak happening. They knew that these people were testing positive and getting sick. And who do they turn to make the decision to see, to make sure it's okay? Like, who do they turn to be like, is it safe to play? They turn to their fucking shortstop. And he's the one that decided we're healthy enough to play.
You gotta have heart. Miles and miles and miles of heart. It's like, you idiots. You can't see it. You can't grit your way. You can't slide into second to beat the Rona, man.
Yeah, and so they went and played the Philadelphia Phillies that day, and then like 18 of them all tested positive for Corona like the next day. It's fucking wild. They didn't consult the doctor. They didn't consult the general manager. They asked the shortstop, do you think we could play, Captain? Anyways, NBA bubble. As far as these things go, probably the most successful one we're going to have. That doesn't guarantee that we're going to finish this because there's still people in and out of the bubble. But, yeah, I don't know. NBA's being the safest out of all of them.
It's insane that people keep not testing positive for this thing.
Crazy. Well, also, social distancing and masks really work. So when you have an environment where, like, things are getting cleaned down all the time and people are staying socially distant and, you know, isolating themselves,
it's unless almost like you're on the floor because they just high five constantly.
It is a little depressing to know, like, what a better shape our country would be in right now if Adam Silver was the president of the United States.
I don't know. Oh, don't get all like Dr. Fauci on this guy. Like, you're going to put Adam Silver like on your underwear, like those fucking neoliberal, like 50-year-old women who like want to fuck Dr. Fauci.
Well, hold on. Can I just say that without trying to say, like, why do I have to be fucking Adam Silver? I'm just like, hey, man, nice job organizing.
You want
to
fuck
thing
Adam
keeps
Silver
people safe.
Look, if you want to fuck Adam Silver, like, if you want to fuck him, you can fuck him, Peter. We're not saying that you can't.
Thank you. I'm headed to the bubble right now.
Wait, is Adam Silver in the bubble?
Nah, he's in China.
Oh, God. I don't even want to touch on that.
The bags taken care of. He's just making sure the bags is good.
Guys.
With leather gloves
this
on.
This is a good day for the NBA. This is good. This is happy basketball. Basketball's back.
It really is.
Nah,
Zion,
is good
I thought there was a really nice picture of him in, like, really good shape. Wasn't there?
Yeah.
Yo, they got to let this kid play at the end of a game at some point.
Yeah.
Let him finish one game. Just don't even play him in the first half.
Good to see the New Orleans Pelicans picking up right where they left off in just losing multiple games in the most heartbreaking fashion this year.
Damn, Brandon Ingram.
Yeah, shout out Brandon Ingram.
Should I shout out Kevin Durant for basically jinxing his second half? He tweeted, and it also felt, is this a slight sneak diss at Ariel Powers? I know you guys saw the little thing with her and Andre Iguodala, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. By the way, let's just jump into that. Come on, Andre Iguodala. Why you gotta be a jackass?
So the thing is, it's not super soggy. So Kevin Durant today, he basically he tweeted number 14 in reference to Brandon Ingram, which felt like a kind of defense of Iguodala's actions. Because that is
a
thing
bullshit
that,
right there.
That's a thing that people do in sports. I've tweeted someone's number.
When has Kevin Durant been watching basketball and referred to someone by their number? Do you think over under he has done it one half times before today?
Yes. You've never heard athletes refer to each other by number? It's like a common thing.
On Twitter that much? That feels like it's like retroactively trying to like have Iguodala's back.
No, I don't have Iguodala's back. Look, he's a rich fucking prick who Jamel, you I feel like you were building a point, so you take over.
Please continue, sorry.
Well, it's a thin line because the times I have done it, it has been when I am watching something that I didn't think I would care about. It has been like, oh, shit, number 9 for the New Zealand rugby team is fucking crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, I've wandered my way into some sort of sporting event that I wasn't fully invested in, and I was surprised that someone in this game that I just wandered upon was really good, and I don't know anybody involved.
If you are raising money and investing as like a VC, you probably have used Google before at some point.
Okay.
You could just TED Talk fucking mode. Google it one goddamn time and then be like, oh yeah, this person did a nice job, especially in the times that we're in and where, frankly, the WNBA has been tight as fuck the last couple of days.
Look, all I'm saying is that it's not uncommon for athletes to refer to each other by number. Like, you hear that in post-game interviews a lot. Could Andre Iguodala have been more thoughtful? Absolutely. Has he said some fucked up shit in regards to female basketball players in the past? Yes. So, like, he deserves whatever bullshit he gets coming his way, but I don't think the original tweet was intended as an insult. I think it was intended the way that, you know, you would just be like, number 23 for the Bulls is nice.
I think you just proved my point for me. Thank you very much.
No. Peter, I think you're being willfully ignorant. Like, go to YouTube.
I think that's a bit of a stretch. Willfully,
go to YouTube and just watch like an hour worth of like post-game interviews.
That's six syllables. He gave you six syllables.
Just, Michael, stop pretending like you're the only person to see post-game interviews. And stop like pretending like this is some really common thing.
It is a common thing.
Of course I've heard people say it.
It's sort of common. It's
where
a little
are, like,
weird.
People are playing the game like, nice job, six. Nice job, six. Yeah, but not when they're like, yeah, 23 for the Lakers did a really good job shooting there at the end.
And when you do it,
ignorant. Give me a break.
I feel like there's an LOL you can interpret.
I think you're trying to just like shit on Andre Iguodala as if this was like some, like, he's just being like incredibly disrespectful, like on purpose or whatever. I don't think he was. I think he was just being casual about it. But because
you know how privilege works, it only is malicious when it's meant to be that way. Like, it's like, you know, it's okay. Being willfully ignorant, like he was potentially being, can still be problematic.
Yeah, like, I'm saying. Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying he's trying to shit on her.
Right,
I'm saying he was just trying to give her respect, but because of who he is and where he's coming from, and the fact that he could have been more thoughtful, and the fact that we do live in this time where, like, it would be helpful for NBA players to be more supportive of WNBA players. Like, yes, he deserves whatever shit he gets coming his way, but I don't think he was originally trying to be like, I don't care about this person
somebody
enough.
Somebody a bitch.
Yeah, I don't think he was trying to be like, I don't care about this person, don't learn her name. I'm just, I don't think that's what he was intending.